Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is October the 3rd, Friday, 2014. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from the south of Brazil, from Porto Alegre. Today I'm going to talk about reflexive pronouns in English. So reflexive pronouns are quite interesting. I mean, it's interesting to know how they are used because their use in English is totally different from what we have in Portuguese, at least, and probably from what we have in other different languages. So I'm going to start by talking about when to use them. I'll give lots of examples and also some curiosities. So the first thing to say is that reflexive pronouns are pronouns like myself, yourself, himself, herself, and itself. Those are the singular reflexive pronouns. And the ones in the plural are ourselves, yourselves, and themselves. So myself, yourself, himself, herself, itself. Obviously, here we have a direct connection with the subject pronouns. I, you, he, she, it. And then ourselves, yourselves, and themselves in the plural, which also have a direct connection with we, you, and they. So when do we use reflexive pronouns? That's the first question to answer here. Well, reflexive pronouns in English are used sometimes with the preposition by, when we want to show that someone did something alone or without any help. For instance, he lived by himself in an enormous house. So he lived by himself in an enormous house. So in this case, he lived by himself indicates that he was there totally alone, basically. Or another example would be, she walked home by herself. So no one helped her. She walked home by herself. Another example here, the children get dressed by themselves. Or my children get dressed by themselves. So themselves because, earlier in the sentence I have the subject children, and that's plural, so I would use themselves. Notice that the pronunciation here, themselves, with a Z sound at the end or a VZ sound at the end. Yeah, VZ sound at the end. Then themselves. I prepared the whole meal by myself. So this is one way to use reflexive pronouns, so always preceded by the preposition by, and in this case we want to show that someone did something either alone or without any help, something that involved some sort of effort, let's say. Another way of using the reflexive pronouns is to give emphasis, or to emphasize the person or thing we are referring to. For instance, I could say, Kendall itself is a quite small town. Yeah, so Kendall is the name of a town in England. So Kendall itself is quite a small town. Or when we're talking about someone famous, such as Sir Paul McCartney himself sang the final song. So it was actually him who did the singing, let's say. That, and the emphasis here is basically to highlight the person we're referring to place emphasis on the person in this case. I can also use when I'm using the reflexive pronoun for emphasis, I can also place it at the end of the sentence. Like for example, I baked the bread myself. She mended the car herself. Okay, so in this case, notice that there is a slight difference when we use by. Because by, when we use by himself, by myself, by herself, we're actually focusing or we want to show that someone did something alone. And in this case here, we're giving emphasis to the person or the thing, in the case of the city, the example I gave you about the city. But it's not necessarily that I did it alone. Yeah, sometimes it's obvious that you can only do that alone. But you can only have done it alone. But the fact that it was you rather than somebody else. Yeah. So that's the difference. One interesting curiosity here is that in English, in whatever other pronouns you think about, if you're talking about possessive adjectives, which sometimes act like pronouns, or possessive pronouns themselves, there isn't a way to distinguish from the singular you and the plural you. And one curiosity, one thing that I find striking here is that when we talk about reflexive pronouns for the first time, then we can make a distinction. Why? Because in the singular, we have yourself, spelled with an F at the end. So, yourself, S-E-L-F. While the plural would be yourselves, which is spelled S-E-L-V-E-S. So, that's one curiosity I find. I also think it's quite curious the way they use or the reflexive pronouns are used in English to emphasize the person. This is something we don't have in Portuguese, for instance, in Brazilian Portuguese. What we do is sometimes we stress the pronoun instead of including a reflexive pronoun. So different languages work in different ways. Another curiosity here is that is when we sometimes with some verbs, like here I'm looking at the British Council Learn English page, so it's at learningenglish.britishcouncil.org, and you can search for reflexive pronouns. You'll see what I some of the examples I have read, and so some of the verbs which have a different meaning when you use a reflexive pronoun are amuse, hurt, blame, introduce, cut, kill, dry, prepare, enjoy, satisfy, help, and teach. Let me read some examples. So if you say, would you like to help yourself to another drink? It basically means, would you like to take another drink? Yeah. Or I wish that the children would behave themselves, which means I wish the children would behave well. So when you use the reflexive pronoun here, behave has the meaning or changes its meaning, and it means behave well. Another interesting, let's see, one more interesting example here is I saw myself as a famous actor. So the verb to see here takes a whole new meaning because it means imagined. Myself. So I imagined that I was a famous actor. So when you use see myself or see I saw yourself, I saw. So see plus, let's say, a reflexive pronoun changes its meaning a little bit. Yeah? So there are loads of other examples here, but I would just like to point out then that some verbs have a slightly different meaning whenever you use a reflexive pronoun. And I really recommend that you have a look at the British Council Learn English .britishcouncil.org page and search for reflexive pronouns if you want to read more about this. But I hope I managed to give you some insights on how to use reflexive pronouns when you want to emphasize, let's say, to place emphasis on the person or thing, or also to show that someone did something alone, without any help. So these are the two main usages of reflexive pronouns in English. I hope you're learning something. And again, I would like to thank you for listening. I would like to remind you as well that you could visit the page for this webcast, this podcast, sorry, which is at pods.followenglish.com.br. And there you can add your email to the email list and subscribe via email. That's really useful if you want to get notifications whenever there is a new episode. Or you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher, any other podcatcher that you might be using. Please follow us on our Twitter. Follow us on Twitter and on our fan page on Facebook. Soon we'll be joining Allo, hopefully very soon. I have already requested a password or to create a profile, and soon we'll be there as well. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope you're all learning something. See you next time. Goodbye.